I'm concerned about the CD&T team in Donegal for the simple reason it's a HSE team. And if we fail to recruit onto a HSE team, my options are very limited. So we have to make it incredibly attractive. The clinicians were incredibly helpful to me during the summer when I was down there. They are the ones that have told me what I need to do and what I am trying to do. And to be very fair to Bernard Gloucester, he is more than willing to step up whatever needs to be done to ensure that we have a proper functioning team, not just in Donegal, but right across my 91s. But at the moment, there is a real clear pinch point in Donegal, because when you haven't the OT assessing the child for their basic need of machinery that they require to live a full life, and we have an issue. So I appeal to the HSE again in relation to the NAP, the NACS's national policy, that they redeploy, if it's only for a week, to have some of our assessments done for children who are in crisis, for their footwear or their wheelchairs, that we get that as a priority. But I'll take that away from tonight, and I will revert to you over the coming days.